I love you so much. I want to live below you. I could do that.
I want to live below you.
Blow your boat gently down the stream.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
I've written a new children's book, kids. Have a seat. It's called Blow Your Boat Gently Down the Stream.
That's a little similar to one that exists called Row Your Boat.
Yeah, it sounds a little bit like it.
How's different?
He's not rowing it. Sailboat blowing it down the stream.
But something tells
me... And a cat's in it. There's a cat with three legs.
Oh, it's
named Kevin.
It's totally
inappropriate for children.
Yeah, there's a cat with three
legs. But don't you think it's inappropriate for children to hear
No.
About
here, blowing. Let me read from it.
Yeah, let's see.
Blow your boat gently down the stream. There's a cat named Kevin, and he's laying on a beam. He's got three legs. Hold on. It's
did you lose your place? Did you write that?
Who was like that guy?
I like how the rhymes were not traditional.
No.
There's a cat named Kevin, and he's got three legs.
Three-legged Kevin.
He's sitting on a beam.
Blow your boat gently down the stream. There's a cat named Kevin, and he's laying on a beam. He's got three legs.
And it's even pretty mean. Yeah. Well, blow your friend who's in a boat with Kevin, who's on a stream.
Yeah.
There it is.
My assistant helped me read that book.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Scheid Show.
Hey.
My name is Robert Scheid. On my left, I have Gregory Hoyt.
Oh, good evening. Ladies.
And joining us this evening, we have the lovely and talented Bane Gibby.
Good evening.
And homeless.
Yes.
Are you homeless now?
I'm not homeless.
Oh. I thought I heard a rumor.
Who's rumoring?
Brian did some research on you and gave us the research
that
for
I'm
the interview.
Homeless.
He gave us all this information for the interview,
but
so that we'd be prepared.
And lovely.
Yeah.
Right.
He said talented and lovely. That part's correct.
Weird.
Right?
I mean, I don't have an apartment, but that doesn't mean I'm homeless.
Where are you staying right now?
In the corner of your apartment.
Hey!
She is a world-renowned improviser.
See that? See that little area right
yeah,
there?
That's
where
it.
That wall meets that wall?
That's it? That's your space?
That would be called a corner.
Oh, yeah.
Bane Gibby.
I gotta find my corner.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I understand you have returned in order to grace us with some more of your voices.
Well, I heard that a lot of the fans...
Yes.
...were writing in that they really liked my
They loved your voices. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, Brian is not here with us again. This week, but...
He's still
he's
in...
He's been missing a... He's been missing a lot of shows.
Oh, Awimowet,
Awimowet, Awimowet, Awimowet. A one ring will unite us all.
Wrong one.
There's a cat named Kevin in the blow your boat gently down the stream. There's a cat named Kevin and he's laying on a beam.
Blow your boat gently down Kevin's beam.
Yeah.
All right, Bane Gibby. So
this is a reading by Daniel Cornhole of my new book. Of my new children's book, Blow Your Boat Gently Down the Stream.
He's of the Cornhole Clan.
Now, does this mean that he's encouraging you, if there's no wind, to actually blow into the sail?
Yeah.
It's a,
on your own.
It's a book, it's a call to action.
Yeah.
I mean...
It sounds like a diaphragm exercise.
It kind of is. He is, you know, he's encouraging this call to action. He is self-published.
Yeah, he's self-published.
Mr. Cornhole is self-published.
Yeah, I made my own books out of newspaper, but I... painted him out with white pat primer.
Mr. Cornhole.
I painted out all the old words from the newspapers with primer and wrote it over with a Bic pen.
Mr. Cornhole, wouldn't it have been easier and cheaper to just use regular plain paper instead of painting?
Oh, yeah, probably.
He didn't
blow, blow, blow your boat gently down the stream.
We got it.
Kevin's in the fucking boat, laid on a beam.
Yeah. That's chapter three.
We're hearing more and more of this as we go.
Well, it's a series.
It's enthralling. Yeah.
It's a series.
It's like the three. Like the Lemony Snicket series.
Right. Exactly like that. He says that all the time.
It ends very sadly. It ends like this. Cats can't swim. They can't.
It's a song.
Especially.
You make the children learn that song, and then you sing it every day at the beginning of school.
Yeah.
Cats can't swim.
Cats can't swim.
That's right.
Cats can't swim.
Cats can't swim. They can't.
Especially if they ain't got four legs.
Right.
Like Kevin the Ant.
Right. He pooped
in
the ocean. And then he died at the end.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Beautiful. It's super weird. I think we need to write the ship.
Yeah. Do we need to write it?
I'm just worried about the fans.
Oh, they'll hang with us.
Okay.
They do. There's a way to actually play at double speed so they could get through this. Yes, that's a good sound.
What else has been happening, Dane?
Let's see. I do have an apartment, you guys.
Oh,
I'm single and I'm trying to get dudes to like me, and so I don't want to advertise. I don't have a place to live. Right. That's not true. I have a nice apartment.
Yeah, you do. Right, I've actually been there.
You know, Bane, we touched on the last episode. We touched you, and we touched. Whoa. And when we touched,
and when we touch.
Anyway,
okay, you guys. Are
the
so
honesty's too much.
Oh,
I wanna hurt you.
Anyway,
insane.
It is.
Oh,
you snorted. The men will come running. It's cute.
It's a good thing.
Bane, so we touched on the subject of your experience in this HBO show.
Yes, which was awesome.
And I remember distinctly seeing a Facebook post of you sitting next to a defaced poster
of yourself. Yeah.
What was that experience like? Was that the first poster of yourself that you had seen, and then it happened to also be defaced, or was it just one of them?
It was really funny because the posters started going up, and there was two sets of posters. There was one poster where there were four or five of us standing next to each other, and then there were all these individual posters.
Yeah.
And
who's in this poster?
Okay, so it's myself, Laura Dern, Mike White, Jason Mantzoukas, and Tim Sharp.
Okay.
And all people in the cast. And Tim and I decided we were going to drive around the city and take pictures
next to
the posters.
Why
and,
not? I would do the same thing.
Just dork out.
Totally dork out. And we were we're going to do it privately. Hopefully no one will see us totally dorking out.
Right.
So he came and picked me up and we were driving.
How long did it take for you to find your first one?
Oh, very quickly. Because
there's
one on Cahuenga.
Nice.
First we stopped for gas.
Okay.
And there was a little one above the 76 gas station. So we took one where I was pretending to yell at someone on the phone, underneath it.
Perfect.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So then we drove to Cahuenga and we pull over and the first ones we see of the individual faces.
Yeah.
It's all of us. But the only ones who were defaced were Tim and myself.
Oh, no.
And there were, two different kinds of defacing. One was a really cool tag of, a cat wearing a crown.
Yeah.
So someone had created, a full tag, printed it out, and made them into stickers.
Okay.
However they do it.
Yeah.
And put them over my face and one over Tim's face.
Oh, that's amazing.
Okay.
So took photos.
You had a cat on your face.
And
a
king.
With a crown.
King cat.
How many legs did this cat have?
Only three.
Oh, not Kevin.
That's
right.
Blowing down the stream.
That's right.
And I pooped in the ocean.
Okay.
And then the other one was everyone's else's faces were perfect. And then there was a second set of them.
Right.
And on the second set, my eyes were just
blacked out, like
censored,
censored, like, oh, a, like in a fashion don't, like in a magazine, where they're like, we're gonna show this terrible outfit, we're gonna bar out their eyes.
Yeah,
and that was actually my favorite because it was just like you could see everything, but like they had taken a marker. And
it's so cool. Tastefully. I saw that picture. It's like postmodern. Like,
yeah, it's actually like a piece of art.
I wonder if it was Banksy who did it.
Yeah,
Mr. Brainwash, maybe.
Mr. Brainwash.
Mr. Brainwash.
It would be cool. And then of course, like, so I posted a bunch of the defaced posters, and all my friends from New York are like, that's nothing. Like, when there's a dick pointing right in your mouth, that's like
that's
when it's really, that's when you've made it.
Okay.
Yeah. But
did you find any of those?
I didn't.
No.
And I think that's more of a New York thing. Like, in
to
New
put
York,
penises
that's,
on
it's
everything?
Like everywhere.
Yeah, like dicks shooting.
Dicks shooting out and dicks shooting into people's mouths. Because it's like the look. You're like in the subway. You're like, where's my subway?
Yeah. I'm bored.
Put a penis with a drip.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But in LA, we're more cultured. Is that what it
is? Well, yeah, the tag. Yeah.
It's a different type of tag. And there's probably a heavier police presence here. As
you have
far
to be
as
faster.
Like, yeah.
You don't have enough time to draw the full
dicks,
penis and the spray.
But also, it's like LA, that wouldn't be cool in LA.
It's not.
You'd be like,
it's a different.
Oh, that's not cool.
Wait, but is that cool in New York?
Yeah, because it's like an angry, rough city.
Yeah. It's not that it's cool, it's just
it's a dick
the,
in your
it's
face.
The norm.
The energy is like, dicks. In L.A., everyone would be driving by that, and it would be hip. It would be like, whoever did that's not hip.
Very childish.
Yeah. So I didn't see any of those. But, yeah, that was really cool. And I was sad when they... Because I was hearing from all these friends.
Yeah.
From, like...
That they were seeing the posters
and
stuff.
Like, oh, my God, I just saw you on a bus or whatever, which was really cool. And then
that's awesome.
If I felt sad when they went away.
Yeah.
And they got replaced by Beyoncé, Life is But a Dream, the documentary...
And that came and went.
That
she was just
went.
Like her. Flash in the pan.
Who is that? Who
flash
is that anyway?
In the pan.
Who is Beyoncé?
Beyoncé.
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 Bouncy
Castle.
Bouncy. Mm.
It's this, whatever.
Mm.
But yeah, it was documented.
That's
well documented.
That's a really great way of also of sort of I mean this speaks to who you are, of reacting to it, you know, experiencing it.
Yeah.
As opposed to getting upset.
Did you want to kill yourself?
That somebody
when that
defaced
happened?
It.
Be honest.
I wanted to get in a boat and blow it away.
Blowing yourself down the river. I was ready to poop in the ocean and die.
Matt, you took it in stride, yeah?
Oh, I thought it was hilarious.
Good.
We thought it was so funny. We took pictures of Tim and I pointing at them, and then we texted them to Mike White.
That's
we were like, look.
That's awesome.
I think it's cool that people were defacing you.
I think it's cool,
that's
too.
Great. That is cool.
What else have you been doing? I saw you in a couple of shows over at UCB.
Yep, I do a show called Gravid Water there once a month. No, I'm not in it every month. It's a really cool show where they pair like an actor with an improviser.
Mm.
The actor gets a scene from a play.
Okay.
They have to learn one character's lines.
It's a page from a play.
This is a page from a play. I know this format.
It's like a lot of people do this as an exercise. So you learn all the lines.
Yeah.
And then you're paired with someone who has no idea what's going to happen. And so... I'm usually the actor. You have to stick to the lines, and then the improviser
just
does whatever they want. And insanity ensues.
That's
I got
great.
To do a scene with Stephen Merchant, and I got to kiss him on the lips.
Yeah. And for those people who don't know, Stephen Merchant is Ricky Gervais's partner.
Yeah.
Right, not love partner.
No.
Like,
no,
creative.
No.
Creative partner.
He's a gorgeous man.
He is, and he's very tall.
He's
very tall.
Nice guy.
Very
shy guy.
Very
but
nice guy. You were there for that one.
I was. Yeah. I was there for two of those. But I was there for the Stephen Merchant one where you guys worked together.
Yeah.
And then he worked with someone. He was actually at the next one that I went to, too. Great show called Gravid Water.
UCB. Gravid Water.
Gravid
Sunday
Water.
Nights at the end of the month at 9:30.
Yep.
And I keep clearing my throat.
That's okay.
Sorry, fans.
Do you need some water? Greg has not offered you anything.
I have.
Greg,
you're
so rude.
I have water.
She has
so
it,
rude.
See?
She brought her own water and her own
it's
glass.
In my cup.
Oh, did he give that to you?
He gave this to me.
Do you want to watch out?
Oh, yeah.
Check to see if the glass is clean.
Oh, no.
Why? Because you're dirty.
No, this apartment is very clean.
Yep. Isn't it?
It is.
Except for the carpet.
Well, what happened there? Do you know what happened?
No,
the
no
carpet?
Clue.
What
no,
happened?
No.
What happened?
There was a three-legged cat.
Named Kevin.
Kevin. There was some dogs that used to live here.
I don't know
and
why.
And used to poop.
We've sort of made Kevin Australian.
Yeah, so he's, like,
instead of
New
Kevin,
Zealand.
Like Kevin.
Are you looking?
Kevin.
What are you
Kevin.
Doing? You're
no,
looking at
I almost spit the water back into the cup.
Yeah, he's almost Australian.
Kevin.
If I could, I can't do Australian.
Kevin.
Doesn't matter.
Kevin.
Kevin.
What else were you going to say
before I choked, I published a children's book.
Oh, that's right. Oh.
For children.
My mom bought a bunch of copies of it.
Did she?
Yeah.
Is she going to give them to people Oprah. Who have kids?
She's going to give them to Oprah.
He got a book from Oprah.
Yeah, Oprah sent me a book.
Do you have it somewhere? Where is it?
Somewhere around here. Who knows? She sent me a book in the mail.
Bane, really? You should really work in a collaborative effort with, there's another artist, he's up and coming as an author, Mr. Cornblower.
Cornhole.
Sorry. Cornhole. Damn it.
I've heard of his work.
I don't remember.
Daniel
Cornhole. Daniel. But I've heard Kent that...
He writes children's
books.
But
he's kind of stuck in this sort of box where all of his stories are about boats, and to be like, Kevin, Kevin.
Oh, look, like, I'm very misunderstood.
Oh my God, he's here.
Hey. Welcome.
I'm here to do a reading from my new book.
Oh my gosh. I have called, a feeling it's going to be a lot like the old book.
It's called Kevin.
And
the boat.
Yeah.
Does Kevin have three legs or
well,
four
we'll get
legs?
To that.
We'll point. Get to it. Okay.
Here we
go.
Might learn how Kevin
chapter
lost
one
his leg.
Okay. By Daniel Cornhole.
I'm skeptical, but I'm open.
Hang on. Chapter one is by Devin.
Devin.
Daniel.
Daniel Cornhole.
Just chapter one. So is it a...
Yeah, well, I'm just saying. the whole book is...
He
whole
says
book.
Every chapter. Chapter two.
It's a formatting
by
issue.
By Daniel. Oh.
Blow, blow, blow your boat.
Wait a minute.
Gently down the stream.
I've heard this.
Kevin fell asleep and he's having a fucking dream.
Ah, this is beautiful.
His leg is gone. Oh. It's in the water. He better get another daughter to jump...
Wait, you can't say fucking in a children's book. I learned that the hard way.
Oh, whoa, wait a second. So you had you had an editor. Is that
I
correct?
I had an editor, yes.
And is the editor this person who told you can't put fucking in a children's book?
Yeah, no, I'm kidding. I knew that.
Oh, that's
and you
good.
Didn't do it.
I didn't do it. I wanted to. Yeah. So I, you know what I did? I put F.
F dash dash. Like all the number signs, dollar signs.
F asterisk. Yeah. And then just like a little cat head. And then like a number okay. sign.
Yeah. Yeah. Did
a
that
dash,
go over well?
A flower.
No. Cat name.
No, they
Kevin.
Don't like swears in children's books.
What's your book called?
You Mean the World to Me, Cat Named Kevin.
You Mean the World to Me,
You Mean
Kevin.
The World to Me,
Kevin.
Kevin, no.
You and your three legs.
You Mean the World to Me.
By Bane Gibby.
By Bane Gibby.
Wow.
Yes.
Where can it was published through Scholastic.
Scholastic.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait a second. Were you in the Scholastic book club thing?
I'm in the club. I'm in the club book club. I'm in the Scholastic book club. I'm in the club.
That's awesome.
Scholastic.
Beautiful. Beautiful. And when is your album coming out?
Well, I'm trying to get them to let me have a DVD in the back of the book, and they're like, no one buys DVDs anymore. No.
That's great news that you made a book.
Thank you.
And
yeah,
I think it's huge that you were in the same publication that brought me...
so many awesome things.
Yeah, like there's a boy in the girl's bathroom... Fried worms.
Oh, yeah.
What's
that?
What are the other ones? My stepmother is an alien.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Some classics.
I forgot about that.
My cat named Kevin.
Kevin.
Yeah.
Leggy kid.
Has three legs and is in a boat. His leg went overboard.
Everybody should go buy your book.
Yeah, everyone.
And you can get it where?
You can get it at Barnes & Noble.
Nice.
You can get it at Toys R Us.
Yeah.
You can get it on Amazon.com.
Yeah.
Walmart.com.
Yep.
Back of my car, in my trunk. I got a few copies. If you happen to see me and you know me, like,
hey. Give me a copy of that book you mentioned on the show.
I saw you on Enlightened. Yeah. Here, would you like to buy my children's book?
Buy my children's book.
Yeah.
But it's a great book for anyone who's about to have a baby or has a baby. It's basically about being a mom.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
so basically, it's a book for anybody who
has
a mom.
Or is a mom. Mm.
Or is a mom.
Yeah. A lot of people.
Yeah. That would be women everybody mostly. Had
it's a big demographic.
At some point. Yeah,
it's good.
It's kind of like an I Love You This Much book. It's
that's
like
great.
A mom saying to her child, you mean the world to me, and I can't wait to teach you to fly a kite and grow a garden. And
what was your inspiration for this? Because last time I checked, according to the notes that Brian gave us, you don't have any children. Is that correct? Because Brian's been off on most of these
one.
Notes.
Oh.
Brian is wrong.
She's in my car.
Oh, it's really hot outside.
Oh, brother.
Oh.
No, I don't. I wrote the book for my niece.
Oh.
And I gave it to her for Christmas a few years ago, and I made it at Kinko's, and I laminated it.
I love this story.
And,
this is awesome.
It's called You Mean the World to Me, but it was different. It was like It was about my niece Samantha, and it was like,
and you I think had the word fuck in it.
Yeah. No, there were things on it like I live in LA, you live in DC. That's, you know, blah, blah, something, but you mean the world to me. And, yeah, you know, so it was like this.
It was specific.
It was very specific.
Got it.
And it was all sort of about her. And then I kind of did a rewrite that was a little less specific, and I submitted it to Scholastic with like a bunch of different manuscripts.
Now, did somebody tell you, suggest to you, hey, this is so good, you should submit this, or was it like your personal goal?
I was going to do it, but my sister-in-law actually kind of gave me a push because I had
That's awesome.
I had tried to do it several years ago, and it was so hard, you know, to try to get stuff published, and it kind of got pushed to the back burner, and then when I started making these little books for my nieces and nephews, my sister-in-law was kind of like, you know, your books are really good, and you should actually try to do this again, because I feel like they're better than some of the books we buy, and that's kind of all you need to hear.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, someone's like, you know,
it's really good.
It's good. Yeah. So I actually almost didn't include it in the whole packet that I gave to Scholastic, because I was like, oh, I don't know about this one. It's like a little light or whatever. But it was all about being an aunt, and there were other ones I thought that they were going to like more, but they were like, oh, we love this You Mean the World to Me one, but we want you to rewrite it instead of being from an aunt's point of view, just a mom to
That's
a child,
great.
And kind of make it a little more basic. And so I did a rewrite, and then they were like, yeah, great.
That's awesome.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah. That's so cool.
It was wild, and then it took 2 years from the time they said yes to the time it came out.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Did you even remember it? When you read it, was it new to you again at
Well,
that
yeah,
point,
I was like, I had kind of forgotten, you know, and there were some changes, like there were some things that were added or, you know, taken out.
Did they have an illustrator do that for you, or was it your drawings?
No, no, thank God, it's not my drawings. There would be
what
like,
is that? It's yeah, Kevin.
It's Kevin.
This three-legged
about,
cat.
This is about. This is water.
Blow it.
And no. That's poop in the water. Kevin's about to die.
It's the end. It's near the end. This picture.
Very near the end.
The boat's taking on water. Can you see that? I put a little blue in it. I broke a big pen and put some of that
on there. And that's coffee.
That's got a coffee stain.
That's a little bit of eggs.
Yeah. So they had an illustrator.
So they had an illustrator. I didn't really have any say in that.
Yeah.
So they kind of said, oh, we're going to have this guy. And I was like, oh, well, I hope.
And you were happy with it.
I love it. Yeah, I was worried. Because you don't see the illustrations until they're all done, and then they kind of say,
"Here it is."
Here it is.
Wow.
And so luckily, I love them. And it's a guy. He lives in North Carolina. His name's David Walker, and he actually started at Hallmark doing like greeting cards.
Yeah.
Which I'm learning a lot of illustrators have all worked at Hallmark.
They cut their teeth.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I emailed him, and I was like, oh, I love it. You know, it's so weird, too, to never
talked to the person.
I've never talked to him.
Yeah, it was in a collaboration.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Wow.
But I loved what he did, and, emailed him, and I was just like, hey, I love the illustrations.
Did he reply, or was he like...
He did. He's like... He was like, what are you wearing?
One line.
Can you imagine how weird that would be?
That would be insane.
I'm sure I'll draw you a picture, yeah. I guess. So are there any more...
No, he was great.
Are there any more books in the works?
Hopefully. That's what I'm working on now. I'm really trying to get the next one published. It's cold.
Don't say what it's called.
Okay, well...
Yeah, don't. We
want to
be
surprised. Definitely not about a cat.
Good.
It's not about a boat.
Well, that one's already been published.
Nobody has three legs.
It's self-published.
Already done.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Already done.
Already done.
Already done, did it.
Already done. Newsprint. In the can, that one.
Special edition of one.
Right. Number one. I'm going to send it into Scholastic. What am I doing now?
I don't know.
I'm gonna send it into Scholastic.
You're the guy with the voices tonight.
I know, I can't do it. It's weird. Yeah, it started out really good.
Yeah.
Right?
That's maybe right. You need the hook.
Yeah.
What's the
Kevin.
Hook?
Blow your bow. We'll send it into Scholastic.
That's it.
There it is. Just as we come to the end of our show.
Oh, that's
once
it.
Again.
Really?
Again. Yeah. We'll just fly through these. Spain, we have
I feel
fun.
Like we should have a closing song that's like...
Okay.
I thought it would take longer, but it went by fast. It went...
That's good. And is that the whole song?
Is that what she said?
I was hoping you guys would join in.
Oh.
I thought it would take longer, but it went by fast. It went by fast.
Goodbye.
Let's try that again.
Let's take it all.
You want
it one
more time?
Okay.
I thought it would take longer, but it went by fast.
It went by fast. Goodbye.
Kevin.
Who pooped in the ocean?
It's time for you to die, Kevin.
Mommy, I don't want to read this book anymore.
And then Kevin said,
"Chapter 307,
written by
Daniel Cornhole.
Appendix by Daniel Cornhole.
Limited edition number one."
Bane, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you. Good for work. Having me.
I appreciate Yay. It. On behalf of Gregory Hoyt.
Oh.
And me, Robert Shai.
Oh.
And Brian Gerard, wherever he may be.
Put your feet on the mark. One ring to unite them all.
Master of the house.
Has been the Shai Show.
I like it better when Bane's here. I don't like it when Brian's here.
I know. We need guests all the time.
Oh, God, that was fun.
Boo.
Down the stream, merrily, 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 life is but a dream. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream, merrily, merrily, merrily.